In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
There is nobody listening right now that had a more inappropriate situation go down than our producer Charlotte on Thanksgiving. I only know the headline of this story, and I'm like, wait, what? I mean, let's be honest. Family time can always present in situations. Like, we've heard of fights, you know, we've heard of long-term drama come up. Sometimes there's reunions. There could be good things that happen, too. What happened to Charlotte, though? I'm like, I really want to challenge you guys to see if there's anybody that had a more inappropriate situation go down for Thanksgiving. What happened?
So, Thanksgiving started off so normal until everyone took off their jackets. And, like, most of us were wearing just, like, you know, something nice, something cute. But my one distant relative.
There's always that one.
There's always the one.
That you only see during holidays.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got it. Don't really keep up with that well. Yeah.
So, he came to Thanksgiving wearing a shirt with Tigger from Winnie the Pooh on it.
Okay.
Cute. Okay. Cute. Like it. Sure.
And he was really excited to show everyone. He was like, guys, look at this shirt I ordered online. And I was astounded when I saw the shirt because it said something along the lines of, like, make sure to read, like, the fine print when you order or something like that. And so Tigger had, rather than a tail,
oh god,
he had a very prominent genitalia.
Front tail.
Ew.
Front tail.
Wait, and this is on purpose? Like, for him,
so
he was, like, trying to be funny?
I still don't know. So I panicked, and I was just like, haha, I love Tigger. Because no one was saying anything.
Did you, so you commented on it?
Because he was so excited. He was like, guys, look at my shirt.
Wait, but we don't know if this was just, like, a cute Winnie the Pooh Tigger shirt or if he was trying to be funny. We don't know.
We don't know what his intention was.
That almost makes it worse.
He knew.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, nobody was saying anything. So I finally text my cousin group chat, and I'm like, am I insane? Or is there genitalia on his shirt? And my cousins are all like, yep, that's absolutely what's happening.
But wait, do you think the cousin that did this knew what he was doing? Because that also makes it worse if he's like, if he had no idea and he's just saying, like,
well, I really
right.
genuinely
you know what I mean?
Don't
that would because sometimes you can look at something and totally be oblivious to
yeah,
like
sure.
something else.
Right. Didn't had no idea.
But I almost think it makes it even worse that nobody knows his intention because no one wants to bring it up to him.
Sure.
Exactly.
Because if you were to be the one to break that news and that wasn't what he intended, he would be humiliated.
And you would feel like you're the pervy psychopath.
Well, of course.
For
right.
noticing.
For bringing it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Charlotte, Jess and I have not seen this picture yet. Luckily, as a super producer, Charlotte, she took a picture of this shirt. Jess and I are going to look at it, and let's see if we think that he purposely... Oh.
I don't know.
Because there is a deniability factor where it's not
Because also,
graphic?
I don't know this person. Like, right. is this his humor?
I don't know him well
okay.
enough. We only see him on Thanksgiving
well,
sometimes.
I'm not going
to
lie. I think that's kind of, it's a little difficult
it's so
because
hard to tell.
I think it could go either way, which I think makes it worse.
I know.
Y'all,
I don't
it's
know.
Like, it's like right on the borderline.
Exactly.
It's like right on the borderline. Is this inappropriate or is it just a very odd design?
Because I'm going to be honest.
Tigger?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think if I were to see someone wearing that shirt, my mind wouldn't go there
right.
personally. But now that we're having this conversation, now obviously I can't not think of it that way.
but the text says, it says, I came with a warning
label.
And it
says something on top. I forget what the top part says, but for me, it was the added text that made it like, oh, like this is weird.
I just think just because I would never think anyone would use, especially like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh or something like that. So my mind wouldn't automatically go there, but I don't know this person's humor if this is something that you think he would like do.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw this picture up on our Insta story really quick. We can't leave this up here all day, guys, because honestly, out of context, this looks so weird and we can't even put on there. It's just kind of inappropriate. We'll throw it up on Insta story really quick at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess, Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess. Go look at this picture and see what you think, and you can make up your own mind. 5 minutes really quick. If you want to go see this picture, Kramer and Jess, Kramer and Jess, and you can go see it and decide if you think that this picture is purposely inappropriate or not. I think it is. This man's clearly trying to be inappropriate with this. All right, let's ask the question. Anybody have a more inappropriate Thanksgiving? It could have been a conversation. What, Jess?
I don't know if I would use the inappropriate as a word, but I would say I definitely had one of the most like jaw-dropping moments at my Thanksgiving that I was not prepared for.
Really? Okay. If you think, listen, because I think you hear this story, you're like, wow, that's like a show-stopping moment.
Show-stopping.
Okay.
So it can be more inclusive.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
If you had a show-stopping Thanksgiving that you think was more show-stopping than someone wearing an inappropriate Tigger shirt.
Possibly, because we don't know.
Okay. I think Charlotte's going to take the title for the most show-stopping Thanksgiving of them all.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A text said my brother deep fried the turkey and then accidentally set it on fire. So I would say that would definitely be a show-stopping moment.
Yeah.
My aunt brought her new boyfriend to Thanksgiving. We did not know that she was even getting a divorce. We thought that they were possibly just working through stuff
Why
and going through
a
hard time. Yeah, we actually heard that story now twice. So that would absolutely be a moment you guys would be like, record scratch. Jess, what happened with you?
I found out one of my family members hooked up with one of the biggest reality TV stars of 2025.
Wait, what? What is wrong with your families?
Swear to you, when I tell you my jaw was on the floor.
Was it jaw-dropping, show-stopping, record-scratching?
Like, literally, I was frozen because I could not believe that this happened.
What reality star? Do we know them by name? Like you said, one of the biggest reality stars. We'd have to know who it was.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Let's guess.
Mormon wife. Taylor, Frankie, Paul. Whitney.
No. Is it a bachelor person?
No.
Think of
the whole year 2025, one of the most biggest polarizing reality TV stars of this year.
Oh, I'm sure it's somebody so obvious. I'm not going to be able to think of it right now. Biggest reality stars.
I didn't watch Love is Blind this year.
Was it somebody that was on? Was it?
Do you want me to give you a season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Summertime.
It was.
Oh my god. From
Love Island.
Thank you.
Love Island.
Oh my god.
But I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
Dude, Huda?
Tell us a story. Just tell the story.
My cousin was hooking up with Huda from Love Island for 6 months before she went on the show.
Wow, really?
Literally.
Dang.
It was insane. Because my aunt brought it up and she was like, so are you going to share with the class like what went on this year? And the class is obviously the rest of the family.
Wait, first off, that's not fair.
Well, I will say, just to give context, like that is totally fair because all of us talk about everything. So it's not like she was putting him on blast. Like this is something that literally it's like all 15 of us are in the living room and we're catching up. And like this is something that we would talk about. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, what's going on? And he was so like kind of vague about it. What was crazy was he was like, well, I was kind of like seeing this girl and her name was Huda. And I immediately was like, excuse me. My heart stopped. And I was like, what did you just say?
Not Huda.
And he kind of explained of how he met her and all this kind of stuff. And they were basically hanging out for about 6 months.
Mm.
And she told him that on one of their last exchanges, she was like, yeah, so I have like a really big opportunity and like something big is coming.
And left. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not in contact anymore. But yeah.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.